Curriculum objective. Euclidean abstractions shall be broken down into concepts that young children readily can identify with. Below, the impact of such curriculum objective upon the straight line is discussed. Let's begin by considering three of its most commonly accepted definitions, stated as follows. 1. The shortest distance between two points. 2. A length without breadth or thickness, and 3. A succession of points that never changes in direction. To your left, yellow italicized words appearing therein very well could present themselves as abstractions to young children. Accordingly, none of such words should be used when attempting to teach the concept of a straight line to them. Instead, it would be far more effective to 1. Show young children a pencil which is positioned somewhat sideways, thereby displaying almost a full view of it. 2. Next, move it to a position in which its eraser covers all of its remaining portions, all the way down to its very tip, and 3. Upon reaching such position, ask the class, why has the rest of the pencil seemingly disappeared from sight? Such method of teaching would allow for young children to rely upon the very thing which they are most familiar with, being their powers of perception. In so doing, they would be given the opportunity to recognize that portions of the pencil which become blocked from view actually become aligned with each other, thereby giving them a sense of what a straight line truly is for the very first time. Additional depictions and supporting terminology which appear in this curriculum for the express purpose of explaining the very concept of a straight line should serve as major building blocks for making geometry just that much easier to understand. Thereafter, brandish a ruler in much the same manner, wherein the same type of observations would be permitted. But this time, focus would become directed to the very tip, or corner of one of its end portions, whereby it could be moved to a precise position in which all of the rules etched upon such straight edge also seemingly would appear to vanish due to their being totally blocked by such tip. The key difference here would be that such type of alignment would become restricted to a much narrower margin than in the case of the pencil activity. From this, young children would begin to gain a working knowledge of width, as it relates to overall length. Over time, it would become recognized that such width could be diminished, even to a degree that the eye might just be able to detect it. Lastly, a young child would need to be taught how to draw a straight line in order to accomplish this. A straight edge next would become shown, one which any child now would be able to confirm as being straight in the very first place. From this, a pencil tip simply would be run across its straight portion in order to produce a straight line.